Yeah, the pattern that we're looking at this week is what we like to call a split upper level flow. So the jet stream essentially pushes up to our north into Canada, but there is a disturbance to our south called a cutoff low that's going to be moving from about Oklahoma and then eastward into the Ohio Valley. But that moisture associated with that low is going to stay off to our south. So we're kind of in between the weather systems. And that's going to keep us dry here through the week, through at least Friday. And we'll also be looking at above normal temperatures with highs pretty warm here for early fall in the upper 70s to lower 80s. So, yeah, definitely cannot complain about this pattern setting up here for early fall.
There was a tropical system in the Gulf Coast last week, and that didn't impact this portion of the country. And then a tropical system developing this week and making landfall in the Gulf Coast area again, but that doesn't look to impact the weather pattern here in our local area in terms of bringing any precipitation. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the steering flow, so it's the winds aloft that are pushing or steering that tropical system, and they're going to be remain out of more like the southwest to west and keep it down, keep that moisture down to our south. It does get as far north as Arkansas and Missouri, but then from that point, it's going to push off to the east.
And then as far as the wildfires out west, what impact, if anything, is that having on local weather here in western Illinois and eastern Iowa?
Yeah, so there has been some even record-sized wildfires in parts of California and Colorado over the past month or two. And so those have put a lot of smoke up into the atmosphere. By the time the smoke gets here, it is pretty high up. Lots of times it's 10 to 20,000 feet above the ground. So we're not going to smell it, but it may make the sky hazy at times. You might notice a kind of a vibrant red, orangish sunset. So that's really all that we would see, is a little bit of a change to the sky itself, but no impacts at the surface.